American Ground Radio is now available with no artificial flavor, no artificial sweeteners, or petroleum dripping-based dyes. Harvested, field-to-table. Visit our website at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Puff.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
Well, the protesters outside the Minneapolis ICE facility,
Yes. They
were, as the kids would say, off the chain. And Laura Ingraham, you know, of the...
They were off the chain.
Off the chain.
Okay.
I mean, it's an expression.
Sure.
I don't mean that literally.
Well, no, they literally, there weren't chains on them.
They were not, yeah, they were not chained to the ICE detention center.
They were off chains.
They were, no, not off chains. It's an expression, off the chain, meaning they were just wild.
They weren't standing on the chain at all. They were off of the chain.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You take it also literally.
Okay.
Just relax.
Just relax.
It's just an expression.
All right.
It's okay.
Okay.
So Laura Ingraham from the Ingraham angle.
Yeah, she's off the chain.
Okay. Sometimes she is. But most of the time she's on the chain. She's
okay.
Just kind of, you know.
Yeah.
She's kind of. She doesn't get a lot of excited.
Really? Okay.
Not really.
All right.
I mean, not on air at least.
All right, we'll keep moving on.
Okay. Nevertheless, she was there in Minneapolis, and one of the protesters was shouting, shame, shame, shame. And she,
shame?
Shame.
Okay. Sorry, I thought you said chain. It makes much more sense.
Boy,
shame,
you're
shame,
really
shame.
Fixated on these
well,
chains.
Well, I was trying to understand what you're saying. You said shame. Okay. So it's just
shame.
Shame. All right.
So I tell you what. It's a real short clip.
All right.
So I'm going to play the clip.
Okay.
And here it goes.
Shame! Shame!
Do you have a job? Do you have a job?
Shame! Shame! I'm getting paid right now. Shame! Shame!
I'm getting paid right now.
So one of the protesters, right.
Yeah.
And this is the smoking gun, I mean, we as conservatives have been talking about for years.
Saying that all these protesters, all these rioters are being paid to go out and do this stuff. And they're being paid by leftist groups, socialist groups, George Soros-funded groups.
She's probably going to get fired now, by the way, that masked protester in Minneapolis.
Do you have a job? I'm getting paid right now. Do you see how good of a job I'm doing? My job is to yell at you. You see how good of a job I'm doing?
And it,
shame.
It, and it was, did you say shame or
no,
did
yeah,
you
I
say
said,
chain?
I said shame.
Okay, shame. Yeah. Shame.
She's off the chain, so she didn't say chain. She's on the shame, so she said shame.
But it's caught on video, and without hesitation, she told this masked protester in Minneapolis, this anonymous protester, told Laura Ingraham on camera,
I'm getting paid right now,
in the middle of a protest outside a federal facility.
Yeah.
And at that moment went viral. Not because it was surprising.
No, because it was confirmation of what we've been saying for years.
It validated what so many Americans saw with their own eyes, but weren't, you know, they were told that wasn't happening.
Right, right, right.
You know, you remember the script.
You know what? Actually, worse than that. It wasn't so much that Americans were told that wasn't happening. We just were met with deafening silence. So conservatives said... These protesters act like people who are getting paid. The signs are pre-printed. The bricks that they were going to throw were pre-delivered. Someone has organized this stuff.
Yes.
We've seen it since before 2020, and the mainstream media has been a bunch of crickets about this. They've just been like, huh, how about that? And, well, here's another story about how awful Trump is. They haven't actually done any investigation. We know... what we've seen, and the evidence suggests people were getting paid to be professional protesters, to be professional rioters, to be professional disruptors, to stop our nation from operating the way it should. And we went to our media, supposed to be the watchdog, supposed to be the defenders of our freedom, supposed to be the fourth estate fighting for the rights of the Constitution, is that government and other groups would want to destroy for their own power. The media is supposed to be standing up for that. And we go to the media, we go to NBC and ABC and CBS and CNN and MSNBC or MS Now, and we say, hey, why don't you guys report on this? And they all go, did you see what Trump said?
Yeah, no, but see, these protests, you know, they're not organic civic engagement.
No.
These aren't folks that, you know, these are not your patriots. And I know a lot of folks say, oh, because they don't agree with you. No.
Because they don't love every word in the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence.
No, because
you can't call yourself a patriot if you don't love every word in the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence.
But paid protests are not organic civic engagement.
They're not.
They are manufactured conflict zones.
That's right.
And whether it's funded locally or from out of state or through national activist networks, the fact that it is paid changes everything.
It does.
Because then what you're doing is you're inviting professional agitators rather than neighborhood residents. It raises the incentives for escalation and confrontation.
Right, because you're paid to escalate. You're paid to be an agitator. And you know that the same people who are paying your salary will pay your bail. So you'll be more likely to try and, run over a cop because they're going to pay your bail.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when people are paid to protest, I mean, the whole, like you pointed out, the whole dynamics change. I mean, the goal becomes sustaining the demonstration.
Right.
It's about the demonstration, not necessarily resolving the issue. And your incentive is to be a spectacle, not to give some substantive speech on the arguments or the opposite view of whatever it is that you're protesting.
All right, let me ask you a question. You ever been really, really mad about something?
Yeah, absolutely.
How long were you able to sustain that anger?
I mean, not terribly long. It's exhausting.
It's exhausting. That's my point here, is that these people are sustaining anger for a very long period of time. And the question is that natural?
Well, they're feigning anger.
There you go. But why are they doing that? Because they're getting paid to be angry. It is a lot easier to sustain anger for a longer period of time, or at least to demonstrate that you're angry for a long period of time, when you know you're getting a check for it.
But the other part of it is, look, and we're not, at least I'm not saying, I don't think you're saying that every protester in Minneapolis is paid.
No.
We're saying one just admitted it on camera.
And I wouldn't be surprised if the majority were paid. But you don't have to pay the majority. You just have to pay enough to make people think it is organic, and then people will start to follow the crowd.
AstroTurf.
And by the way, one of the things we say about the Democrat Party is that they're the party projection. Whatever they accuse you of doing is what they've already done. Remember when the Tea Party group came out in 2010? And Nancy Pelosi said, these are not real people. This is AstroTurf. And I thought, AstroTurf, what the heck? You already have a term for this? For creating a fake grassroots movement?
Because they've done
this
for years.
Because they were already doing it before 2010. The Tea Party movement was a natural movement. It was a natural uprising of people with actual jobs who went ahead and took a vacation day so they could protest something.
And look, this didn't just start in Minneapolis. Go back to 2020. Cities burned after the death of George Floyd.
But that started in Minneapolis.
Well, that's certainly true, but we were told the chaos was mostly peaceful, remember?
Yeah, mostly peaceful protests. We were just burning car dealerships. It's a mostly peaceful protest. Look, it's just cars. Nobody was in the cars. It's just a CVS. Nobody was in the CVS at the time. It's mostly peaceful.
And like you pointed out, I mean, there's very few professional reporters, but the mainstream media, as you pointed out, they just ran interference. They said, oh, there's no evidence.
Because they didn't want to see it. They didn't want to look.
There's no evidence that these folks are being paid. These are real protesters. These are American patriots. Are you against democracy?
Well, if you aren't willing to do your job, then you're destructive to democracy. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know, from a new report out, says President Trump's tariffs have cut the U.S. trade deficit in half. In October, the trade deficit fell to $29.4 billion, according to the U.S. Department of Commerce. That was the lowest level since 2009. Exports rose in October by $7.8 billion, while imports fell by $11 billion. The U.S. Supreme Court was expected to rule today on whether President Trump has the power to issue tariffs in the first place, a tool he has used extensively to make new and better trade deals with foreign nations. But the court did not issue their ruling yet, meaning President Trump's tariffs may stay in place for now.
You know, I think this could be, if they rule against President Trump's authority or the President of the United States' authority.
It's going to be the most destructive ruling by the Supreme Court.
Possibly in American history.
Yeah. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the state of Colorado cannot ban an abortion reversal drug. That's the ruling of a federal court this week. In 2023, the state's legislature passed a law banning doctors from the state from prescribing any drug that could reverse the effects of the abortion drug mifepristone. Democrat State Senator Janice Marshman, who authored the bill, said that trying to save the life of an unborn baby was, quote, deceptive advertising to draw in vulnerable people. Bella Health and Wellness, a Catholic Crisis Pregnancy Center in Denver, sued the state over the law. As a result, the state of Colorado must now pay $5.4 million in attorney's fees.
What do you think about that?
Who in their right mind wants to ban any life-saving procedure? What kind of a monster do you have to be to say that we shouldn't try and save a human life?
A Democrat?
My God. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the U.S. Marines boarded another tanker in the Caribbean in a pre-dawn raid. The tanker, Olina, was seized by forces from the Gerald Ford aircraft carrier. Olina is alleged to be part of the Ghost Fleet, a tanker that's not properly registered with any country and hauling sanctioned oil. U.S. Southern Command released a statement saying the Department of War's Operation Southern Spear is unwavering in its mission to defend our homeland by ending illicit activity and restoring security in the Western Hemisphere. The Olina is the fifth vessel seized by U.S. forces since November as part of a crackdown on sanctioned oil sales out of Venezuela.
Boy, I tell you, when you start paying attention, like President Trump is, it is a mean and nasty world out there, isn't it?
And he's having a big effect on it. A big effect. We got more American Ground Radio coming up. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love ProtoVite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
ProtoVite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Thank you.
back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know I brought this up before. I've got to say it again. This is absolutely unconscionable. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has now ordered her top diplomat to rush to the quote-unquote highest levels of the United States government.
Okay, Marco Rubio.
Okay, or President Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Not to offer help. I mean, Claudia Sheinbaum is not offering help.
Right.
She's not proposing joint operations.
Right.
She's not proposing or otherwise indicating that she wants to dismantle the criminal empires that are poisoning both of our nations, by the way, in these drug cartels. No, what she is wanting to go to the highest levels of the United States government to say is to not attack the drug cartels in Mexico. That's her priority.
Yep.
Do not attack the drug cartels inside Mexico. Not stopping fentanyl, not crushing the cartels, not restoring law and order. The urgent diplomatic mission for Claudia Sheinbaum,
first female president of the nation of Mexico, I thought we were supposed to celebrate that,
is to protect the cartels from their criminal enterprises.
Well, look, if you go after the cartels, they may try and retaliate and do something illegal.
Like kill
politicians?
Yeah. Murder journalists?
Yeah.
Buy politicians.
Yeah. Sell drugs.
Intimidate judges.
Take over entire towns. Take over entire states.
They own police departments.
Yeah.
And the president of Mexico is panicking, not because of what these cartels are doing inside her own country.
Now, that's fine.
But because the United States might finally do something that Mexico doesn't have the courage to do themselves.
Yeah. And maybe it's not necessarily courage. Maybe Mexico at this point really doesn't even have the ability to do it themselves. Maybe the Mexican government, the federal allies, and the Mexican military, it might be outgunned by the cartels.
No, I think you may be right. But the most outrageous part of this, I mean, I don't know where in her pea brain she thinks that the United States is going to accept this kind of arrangement that she's asking for.
Yeah, that's not going to be acceptable, Donald Trump. He wants to stop the drug trade coming into the U.S. It's coming in large part, through Mexico. Now, we've already taken stances to stop the cartels from human trafficking into the U.S., but the cartels are going to have to try and find another way to make some money, because they were making a ton of money off that human trafficking in the Biden administration, and Trump cut it off.
Well, Americans do not surrender.
No.
Mexicans might. We don't.
We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, is Ashley Tisdale the victim of a toxic mom group or just a grown-up mean girl?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas. Mama, mama. She told me not to come.
She said, that ain't the way I find room. And joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. Okay, Ashley Tisdale's been in movies and stuff and TV shows.
High School Musical.
Yeah. And she apparently went and did a public post, an op-ed, I guess, saying that all these other celebrities who are now moms are mean to her. There's a toxic mom group in California, and she's just getting left out all the time.
What an ultimately mean thing for her to do.
Right.
I mean, that's...
To post that on...
Yes, okay. Yes, the meanest of them all.
So let's start with that. Let's assume she's right. Okay. Let's assume that there's a toxic, mean mom group in Hollywood.
Yeah, that she's part of.
If you guys were part of a toxic, mean mom group, what would you do?
Get out of it.
Don't easily. Be a part of it. I mean, it's one of those things that... We'll get into what she did. But personally, if I was part of that and I noticed it and I was being excluded or whatever, I would quietly bow out. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have to say a word. People know who the mean people are. And because if you say something like she has done, oh boy, the backlash, it's not worth the grief that you're going to get. Mm-hmm. You might feel
even
good.
Even if you're right.
Even if you're right. And even if you have people going, finally, somebody stood up to those mean girls. It's a tricky game, because it's more of them, and they can be manipulative, which they've done. They've come out and said that she was the one. She was the one that had zero awareness.
There was this little girl that went to my kid's school. I'll call her Cat.
Cat.
Cat. And Kat went to elementary school and always a problem with the girls, always a problem. Go to the office. Her parents would get involved. And it was always, the girls are jealous of my daughter, blah, blah, blah. She goes to junior high, whole different group. Suddenly Kat's a problem. Mm-hmm. Something else. Those girls are so mean. They're so jealous, whatever. High school comes along, same situation, whole nother set of girls. The common denominator is Kat. And sometimes it is very hard to be that person that sees so clearly. It could be these mean moms that she's talking about. See her as Kat. Mm-hmm. She's a problem and they don't want to be friends with her. But how do you nicely
navigate and
excluding her? Like, don't ask her. Let's do our own little thing. She gets her feelings hurt. So she throws it out there. She's already said so much about her own character by making it an op-ed like that.
Yeah, that's, you know, that is one of those when you speak, you say more about yourself than you do someone else or about the person you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's a good point that you have, because you can have a sweet group of girls, but this one, you know, might get on their nerves, and they know they have more fun when it's just them. So they start doing, that's the problem with social media. They start doing things outside of the group without Ashley that she would see on social media, like, oh, they didn't invite me to that. So it hurt her feelings. But since then, what's happened is the husbands have gotten involved. So Hillary Duff is part of this group that she talked about.
Yeah.
Mandy Moore.
Who, by the way, from everything I've read about Hillary Duff in the past, has seemed like a very lovely person.
Right. Yeah. Well, what's interesting about it is her sister Haley is taking the side of Ashley.
Really?
Yes.
I see a lot of jealousy here.
Wow. Yeah.
I see a lot of jealousy.
And so, but Hillary Duff's husband writes his own op-ed, and he says that she was insufferable. Like, if you want to go there, sister, we can go there. Ooh. We've got receipts. So it's one of those things that our advice, I think, would be just in a ladylike manner, mm-hmm. just bow out gracefully.
Be a cuss
be
girl.
Be kind.
Be a cuss girl. Yeah, that's why we like being on the
cuss.
Be on the cuss.
On the outer layer of a lot of friend groups. So you've got a lot of friends. You don't have to be included. I don't get my feelings hurt when I'm not included.
Right. I mean, you've got friends that'll go do something. They'll go to lunch or whatever. Yeah. And you're like, oh, that looks nice.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
My own little observation with her also is these women are famous women.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a lot of moms in that school that she could click with and be friends with, but they're not the famous ones. So I think it's this particular clique that she wants to be accepted in, because she probably needs more clout. She needs more connections.
Yeah.
She's only got one hit. She's only got one show she was a part of.
Right.
And so I think it's this particular group she wanted to be a part of, and they don't really want her to be a friend. So she got her feelings hurt, because there's lots of girls she could be friends with.
But here's the problem. And I'm gonna. This is one of her quotes. She said, reflected when she did that piece for the New Yorker. She said, you know, she wasn't cool enough for the group's other members, sitting alone one night after getting her daughter to bed, feeling totally lost as to what she was doing wrong to be left out. So she ended the friend group, and she wrote in there, this is too high school for me. I don't want to take part of it anymore. That's what she wrote to them. I mean, you can kind of tell that her character there. But here's what's going to happen. If they're part of the same mom group, their kids are probably friends or go to the same school or church or groups. This is not only going to harm her and these friendships forever. What she doesn't realize is her daughters will be excluded from these birthday parties. She'll be excluded from functions that they have no problem with the little girls they were playing with or whatever. You really have, when you're a mom, you have to really think about the bigger picture.
About how it impacts your kids. Yes.
That's right.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettle, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune in to American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Louis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
American Ground Radio, crafted with genuine American parts, powered by patriots, driven by the heart and soul of the American dream, and now 100% tariff-free.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, folks, I don't know, we don't really know how to break this to you gently. So let's just rip the Band-Aid off completely.
Okay.
You're going to have to raise your expectations for the U.S. economy. Way up. You're going to have to raise your expectations way, 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 way up there, because the numbers coming in this week are blowing past not just the pessimists, but even the most optimistic analysts who were already accused of being too bullish. And once again, reality wins.
Well, wait. Some of the numbers are. Not all of them. Like,
well, the trade deficit is...
That's a huge one.
Eroding.
That's crashing.
And that doesn't happen by accident.
Trade deficit getting cut in half is a huge, huge deal.
Well, and I think the whole tariffs issue is bringing jobs back to the United States. Unemployment continues to fall. Well, not because people are dropping out of the workforce, but because demand is rising, and that is true. And I know you're about to tell me, well, we're also you know, stemming the tide of illegal immigrants coming into this country, and a lot of folks are self-deporting.
I wasn't going to say
you
that
weren't
at all.
You weren't going to say any of that, but that would have made a that would have sounded very articulate.
What I was going to say was that the jobs numbers, we only had 50,000 new jobs in December. We had a big jobs number in November. We had a lower than average jobs number in October, a lower than expected jobs number in December. So there is a little bit of a mix. So this whole, you know, raise your expectations thing, maybe, maybe not. I mean, the expectations for jobs in December were higher than the actual return in December. So, yes, there are things that are good about the economy. Yes, the economy is in general outperforming what the pundits and the media were saying that it was going to do, but not everywhere, not all at the same time. There still is a bit of an up and down here. There still is a little bit of there's still some things that are holding the economy back a bit.
Well, I think some uncertainty,
right,
certainly with respect to global issues,
right,
in terms of, you know, well, Venezuela, you still have the war ongoing in Ukraine.
And we don't know if the Supreme Court's going to come out and say you can't do the tariffs anymore. That would be a devastating thing for the economy. So
it would absolutely be devastating.
Yeah. So there's a bit of an up and down. Most of it's up, and certainly Donald Trump's plan has done better than the naysayers said it would. But it's not 100%, you know, butterfly and roses.
But look, the truth is the tariff fight has already been partially settled, not just in the courtroom, but in results, because the economic data,
yes,
I think, is
the data is showing that everybody's saying tariffs are going to lead to more inflation. That hasn't panned out. That's not panning out. It is cutting the deficit, and it is bringing in revenue to pay down the deficit. But if the Supreme Court undoes it, It's a massive hit to the economy.
But it could
put us into a recession.
You remember Obama? Well, those jobs aren't coming back.
Well,
I mean, what are you going to wave a magic wand? And I mean, he's the one that said growth was capped.
Right.
Our productivity was dead.
Right.
That, you know,
and under
trade
Obama,
enforcement.
It was. Under Obama, it was. Under Donald Trump, no. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down. Working in a coal mine. Whoop.
Well, here's a story that hadn't gotten a lot of attention, but it's pretty timely. This week marks 1 year since the Los Angeles fires that destroyed 13,000 homes. All of the politicians in California, from L.A. Mayor Karen Bass to Governor Gavin Newsom, promised that the rebuilding effort would be swift, that permitting would be expedited, that people would be back in their newly rebuilt neighborhoods soon, faster than any time in California history.
And it basically their predictions certainly came true.
No,
that's fake news.
That's fake
news.
That's
total fake news.
It's been a year now, and so far, let me just read you from the Mercury News. Quote, fewer than a dozen homes have been rebuilt in Los Angeles County since the January 7th, 2025 Palisades and Eaton fires erupted.
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Fewer than a dozen?
You have 13,000 homes are destroyed. So far, fewer than 12 have been rebuilt. Not 12,000. 12.
How does that happen? That is like a ridiculous percentage.
0.01% of the destroyed homes have been rebuilt. 0.01 a year later.
That's a tenth of 1%?
Yeah. Yeah, a tenth of 1%. All right. Now, it can take a while to build homes. Months, right? Even if you get started, months of construction go on. So how many homes are under construction? Maybe this is a more fair number. How many homes are actually under construction right now?
Okay.
900.
Out of 13,000.
Out of 13,000, 900. So that's less than 7% of all the homes that were destroyed are even under construction right now. Now, some of this is insurance problems. The insurance companies appear to be delaying their paying out claims. That's a problem. You can't rebuild a home if you can't get the money. And if you still have an outstanding mortgage on a home that's burned down to the ground because your insurance company won't pay up, then you aren't going to be able to get new financing. But here's, again, from that same article. By December, less than 20% of people who experienced total home loss had closed out their insurance claims, according to a survey by the Department of Angels, a nonprofit that formed after the disaster to advocate for recovery efforts. About one-third of the insured respondents had policies with State Farm, the state's largest private insurer, or the California Fair Plan, the insurer of last resort. They reported high rates of dissatisfaction with both, citing burdensome requirements, lowball estimates, and dealing with multiple adjusters. Okay, so the two companies they were dealing with, having the biggest problems with, State Farm and the state of California itself. That's why they can't get their insurance paid out. It's because the state of California won't pay them for the fires that burned down their home in the state of California.
And the insurance companies certainly aren't claiming this, but I think a footnote to all of this is these fires in Los Angeles, they were not, were they a natural disaster?
Some of it, absolutely was.
I would say.
But you also had a homeless guy walking around with a blowtorch in one of the neighborhoods.
Exactly. So I think that these devastating fires, they were a preventable catastrophe that was made far worse by poor leadership, by political cowards.
Draining your reservoir that you needed to pump water with. Yeah, that's kind of a boneheaded decision.
Right, bureaucratic incompetence.
Okay. But rebuilding in California is notoriously difficult. The LA Times did a story attempting to normalize the slow rebuilding going on right now in California. They looked at the destruction of wildfires from 2017 to 2020. As of last year, only 38% of those homes burned in 2017 to 2020 have been rebuilt. Over a 5 to 8 year period, only 38% of the homes have been rebuilt. For comparison, in 2011, the most destructive wildfire in Texas's history occurred in Bastrop, Texas, outside of Austin. 1,600 homes were destroyed. In 2 years' time, 46 of those were rebuilt, nearly half. Texas was able to build more of its lost homes in 2 years than California's been able to do in eight.
Well, and I think you've got building restrictions.
Right.
And I think you also have the situation where building materials are not as readily available.
Right, you can't chop down trees in California.
Because they're not, you know, they have to be stamped certain environmental, you know, certification that they were harvested within so many miles of wherever you're building. I mean, there's a lot of ridiculousness in California.
You mentioned the regulation and permitting from Vox. Almost every step of the rebuilding process requires permits, clearing debris, construction, connecting power lines, water lines, and each permit takes time to process. City of Los Angeles reports it has received more than 3,000 permit applications for more than 1,400 addresses, still already a small fraction of what was lost. Even so, the city issued just under half of these permits.
And look, if we're going, you know, I talked about leadership earlier, if we're going to prevent the next catastrophe, which the next catastrophe, natural disaster, is going to come. But if you're going to prevent the next catastrophe, and we must, we cannot continue to tolerate leadership that reacts only after disaster strikes.
Who you vote for matters. And for too long, people in California have been voting for candidates who don't think things like efficient and effective building policies matter.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua HealthShare is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR, promo code FREEDOM100.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua HealthShare.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over 1 million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, where freedom grows, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I'm from Destrehan, Louisiana, suburb of New Orleans. Thank you, and you got a great show. You guys are great. I can't turn you guys, I can't change that dial. I can't turn the station off on WGSO 990 here in New Orleans. Nice talking. Bye-bye.
You're just not going to hear this anywhere else.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
To American Ground Radio, I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Maybe they could make a movie out of it. Mr. What? Clinton goes to Washington. Mr. Yeah. and Mrs. Clinton already, go to Washington.
You're talking about like the 8 years he spent as president?
I mean, I guess maybe they already did. But they're going back to Washington.
Okay.
To testify before Congress. They are facing...
But not of their own free will. I mean, they're like, they're facing subpoenas.
I'm getting to that part.
Okay, well, I mean, but the whole idea of... Mr. Clinton goes to Washington would make it sound like it was his idea, like he wanted to do this. Not Clinton has his butt hauled before Congress. That's the name of your
book. You are really taking me way too literally there. It's just an expression. You know, Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
Yes, but I don't think you say whether he used the expression in the right way.
I didn't say he did it on his own volition.
But that's what that means. Mr. Smith goes to Washington. He was going to fight for the little guy. He was going to stand up for the. That's what that whole expression. I mean, that's not what Clinton's doing. He's going to testify.
Boy, I tell you, you know, you
Bill Clinton.
Okay,
CYA.
Fine. Okay, well let's just. I tell you what. Just disregard what I said there about going to Washington.
We'll just start all over.
We'll just start all over.
All right.
So Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Is that better?
So far,
are going to Washington D.C.
Really?
Seriously. To testify before Congress. They're facing the prospect of contempt of Congress if they refuse to appear before the House Oversight Committee on the ongoing investigation into Jeffrey Epstein.
How about that?
Under oath.
Is he going to have
congressional
to testify
testimony?
About the teenage girl sitting on his lap while he's on the airplane?
So does he plead the fifth? Does he plead the fifth? Because it certainly is... constitutional right to do so, and that of course is the right not to self-incriminate oneself.
I think whether he pleads the fifth or decides not to plead the fifth will all depend upon what your definition of the word is.
Okay, possibly. I see what you did there.
Okay.
And Hillary Clinton, you know, I mean, she wasn't just the spouse.
Okay, but at this point, what difference does it make anyway?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at this point,
that's a Benghazi.
What difference does it make anyway?
Oh, you are really digging back into the Clinton archives.
This is not the first time the Clintons have been in legal trouble in Washington,
D.C. No, that's
true.
That's true. But nevertheless, the House Oversight Committee isn't asking them for their opinions. Mm-hmm. They are asking for testimony under oath. Tell the truth or face contempt. And that's not persecution.
Yeah.
That's accountability.
How about that? So that they basically Congress is saying we don't want any fake news?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Fake news?
You are fake news.
Yeah!
Okay, kids, it's Friday. This is our game, Fake News Friday. Here's how we play. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported and it's true.
That's right.
And then fake news, it was reported but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news, well, that's just us making it all up.
That's right. And let us know what your score was. The top score this week gets a free oil tanker. So that's a free seized
that's
oil
fake
tanker.
News. Okay.
All right, first one. The U.S. is at war with Venezuela. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is fake news.
That's fake news. Lots of Democrats are saying that. The U.S. bombed Hugo Chavez's tomb this week. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is fake news.
That's real news.
What?
The U.S. bombed Hugo Chavez.
By accident?
No, on purpose. On the way out of Venezuela after they seized Maduro.
Wait.
We bombed his tomb.
That wasn't part of the mission.
It was part of the mission.
Oh, come on.
No, because it was a symbol of the socialist revolution. It's at a place, and there's a big F4 on the top of the building where the tomb is, and that's a symbol of the socialist revolution, and yeah, we bombed it. Democrats want to impeach President Trump for arresting Maduro. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
They've already drawn up the... No, that yeah, you get the buzzer. They've already drawn up the articles. Democrats were able to recycle their No Kings posters into Yes Kings posters after President Trump seized Nicolas Maduro. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's really fake news.
That's really fake news. Zohran Mamdani has kicked the New York Police Department out of his daily briefings. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is real news.
That's real news. Islamophobia is a bigger problem than Islamic terrorism. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is fake news.
That's fake news. Schools in Minneapolis have closed in anticipation of widespread riots. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's also real news.
That's real news. Crazy. ICE agents are now dressing up as Capitol Police so that Democrats will actually defend them. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's really fake news.
That's really fake news. Crowds battled with ICE officers in Minnesota on National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
That's real news. Democrats say Minnesota would be much safer if law enforcement officers would stop trying to enforce the law. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's going to be... That's really fake news.
I'm going to give you credit for that because that was a headline in the Babylon Bee, but it's also what the Democrats have been saying, so I would have also accepted real news. A police officer in Hebert City, Utah, was turned into a frog. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Of course that's really fake news.
That's actually just fake news. So what happened was there was an AI automated police report that said the officer was turned into a frog. That report was not true, but it was officially listed. Customers are suing McDonald's because the McRib sandwich isn't really made of rib meat. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news,
that's
actually.
Real news. Yeah.
I mean, Louisiana, surprise.
Yeah. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry plans to go dog sledding this March. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is also real
news.
That's
real news. Part of his Greenland envoy job. This week, President Trump renamed Greenland Mar-a-Igloo. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's really fake news.
That's really fake news.
I don't like that name, though.
The U.S. economy created 560,000 jobs last month, but all of them were filled by Marco Rubio.
That's really fake news.
And Marco Rubio announced he will not seek the head coaching job for the Miami Dolphins or the general manager's position, which real news, fake news, really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news on that.
That's real news. Marco Rubio went on his Twitter account and said, I am not going to be the head coach for the Miami Dolphins, playing into this whole Marco Rubio has all the jobs thing. Hey, let us know what your score was. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio, and get great rewards for the people with the high scores this week.
That's fake news.
Okay. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest-growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, in Greece, you've seen the movie Greece.
I've seen the movie Greece a lot.
It's also a play. Folks have seen it.
I've actually been in the play
Broadway.
Greece. Yeah.
Anyway.
I played
teenager. There's a song in there where Olivia Newton-John,
yes.
Sandy,
yeah.
is singing.
Sandy.
Hopelessly devoted to you.
That song's not in the play. It's in the movie, but it's not in the play.
Well, Kim Jong-un,
uh-huh.
he might as well have sung that entire song, Hopelessly Devoted to You, to Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God. I really want to impersonate it, but I'm not going to.
No. But he pledged, Kim Jong-un, mm-hmm. pledged his unconditional and permanent support
uh-huh.
for all of Putin's policies and decisions. All of them. No questions asked.
Okay.
No caveats. No limits.
Sure.
Unconditional.
Okay.
Permanent. Are you kidding me? I mean, you're just... So.
Why are you surprised by this? North Korea, the hermit kingdom...
So you have no autonomy whatsoever. You don't say, you know what, Putin... could do something, you know.
No, that, North Korea's never had autonomy.
So Putin could
try
to...
They are puppet states of China. They're puppet states of Russia. They have been their entire existence.
So Putin could try to assassinate Kim Jong-un.
And he'd be like, all right.
You got my complete support.
Yeah.
Take me out.
He's not even going to say, whoa.
When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
Since today is Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, I thought we'd listen to some words of wisdom about the police. This is from LAPD Sergeant James Thompson. To protect and serve is not just a motto, it's a way of life. How about George Orwell? People sleep peaceably in their beds at night only because rough men stand ready to do violence on their behalf. Ronald Reagan said evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. And in Matthew 5:9, it says, Blessed are the peacekeepers, for they shall be called the children of God.
You know, bless our law enforcement, those yep. that sacrifice their lives so that we can live in peace with our families.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.